Boyd, Maud. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 12, 1899. Dear Sister Maud Boyd, your sister Nellie is with us at the present time. We have been conversing together in reference to your coming to New South Wales and uniting with your sister and her husband in the work. We think it is consistent for you to come, and we would greet you heartily. This is a healthful climate, especially in New South Wales. Some of those who have come from America, as Ella May and Mabel White, are remarkably healthy specimens. It would be difficult just now for us to pay your passage, but if you can do this, you can draw wages for your labor. I know that you must feel very lonely. I have passed over the ground, and the Lord alone gave me relief from my loneliness and bade me rest in His love. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Then we must cooperate with God in doing His service. Our work is aggressive. The task appointed us is to sow the precious seeds of truth wherever God signifies that it is our duty to labor. God will give the increase. We shall garner just the harvest we have sown. The grace of God is given us to impart, and you have known the blessed experience of help for every time of need. We must impart as faithful stewards, according to the capabilities entrusted to us, that our talents may increase. Then at our Lord's coming, we may restore unto Him His own with usury. We must work on in faith and hope and courage in the Lord. We must not distrust God. We are not to have a doubt of success. We are to press forward and upward. We see a great work to be done in this field. I dare not let go my hold here, not for a moment. Our motto is, go forward from victory to victory. We must not let a shade of unbelief darken the work. Thus saith the Lord Jesus, greater things than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. John 14, verse 12. We are marshaled under His banner, to obey His orders, and win souls for Him. I think it is God's will for you to unite with brother and sister Star. You can all work to do service to God, and can be a strength and help to one another. Your husband sleeps in Jesus, and if brother and sister Star can do something to fill the void, you can unitedly accomplish more than if you were separated. May the Lord give you much of His Holy Spirit, that you may have perfect assurance and peace. We will go forward trusting, ever trusting, in Him who will never disappoint us. I love Jesus. I love to commit all my troubles to Him. The Lord is well pleased when we have faith in His Word. I would be pleased to see your dear mother and have a visit with you all. Perhaps this may never be in this world, but there is to be the grandest meeting we ever experienced, when we shall meet Him whom our souls love, and we shall see His face. With much love.